Arthur Hayes sells 6,000 ETH at a 606K loss as whales buy a wallet tied to Arthur Hayes, the BitMEX co-founder, sold about 6,000 ETH near $1,690 on June 20, 2026, locking in a realized loss of roughly $606,000. On-chain trackers flagged the move because the same wallet had spent the prior 4 days accumulating around 5,900 ETH at an average price near $1,793. The sale, worth about $10.14 million, closed the position at a worse price than it opened. ETH traded around $1,226 as of June 20th, up 1.6% on the day and 3.5% on the week, according to live market data. A four-day round trip that went the wrong way. The timeline is what gives the trade its edge. Hayes built the position quickly, then exited it just as fast at a lower price. Buying near $1,793 and selling near $1,690 is about a $103 gap per coin, which on roughly 6,000 ETH lands close to the 606K figure that on-chain analysts attributed to the wallet. This was not a long-held bag finally cut loose. It was a short trade that did not work. Hayes has not framed the sale as abandoning Ethereum. Reporting on his recent positioning notes that he kept Bitcoin and Ether as structural core holdings, which separates this tactical sale from a broader thesis reversal. Wallet attribution also carries a standard caveat. These reads come from analysts mapping addresses to a known entity, not from a signed confirmation. The pattern fits his publicly discussed style of fast, conviction-led trades, but treat the dollar figures as on-chain estimates. Large holders lean the other way. The contrast inside the same price zone is the part worth sitting with. While the Hayes attributed wallet sold into the $1,700 area, other large holders kept buying near that level, treating it as support rather than a level to flee. Two sophisticated cohorts read the same chart and took opposite sides on the same day. One booked a loss to step aside. Others added on the assumption the floor holds. That divergence is the real signal, more than any single trader's exit. ETH spent the session in a tight band around $1,700 to $1,726, and the broader market sentiment gauge sat at 21 in fear territory. Sideways price plus fearful sentiment plus split whale behavior is a market without a clear directional consensus. Hayes selling at a loss does not resolve that. It is one data point inside it. Reading a single wallet without overreading it. A prominent trader booking a loss draws attention precisely because the wins usually get the headlines. The useful takeaway is not that ETHA is doomed or that the bottom is in. It is that even well-resourced traders mistime entries and take the loss rather than hold a thesis they no longer want at that size. The 606K is the cost of being early and changing his mind, not a forecast. For anyone funding spending or savings from a volatile balance, the episode is a reminder of timing risk. A four-day swing of about 6% against a position is enough to turn a quick trade into a five-figure loss at scale. Users who spend from stablecoin balances rather than holding ETH through short windows sidestep exactly this kind of mark-to-market whip. The same logic applies to choosing whether to top up a card from a volatile asset or a zero foreign exchange markup stablecoin rail. The point is not that ETH is a bad hold, it is that the funding asset's volatility becomes your volatility the moment you need to transact.